Steve, what are you doing here?
Huh? Sneezing, wheezing, and oozing, big guy.
Well, why don't you go to your own house and spread your germs?
Oh, it's lonely over there. My parents went to get airline tickets for the annual Urkel family reunion. Can you picture over 100 Urkels gathered together in one house?
Please, not before I eat.
Say, that's a good-looking savage.
Thanks. Would you like half?
Oh, no, thanks. I'll just sit here and watch you enjoy it. Fas alab. Stop. Went away.
Are you sure?
Huh? Yes.
Positive?
Eat.
Here, Steve. It's all yours.
Are you kidding? You touched it.
It's a rare condition this day and age to read any good news on the newspaper page. And love and tradition of the grand design, some people say, is even harder to find. Well, then there must be some magic clue inside these gentle walls. 'Cause all I see is a tower of dreams, real love bursting out of every scene.
It's the
bigger love of the family.
How's the best dad in the whole wide world?
Wooga, wooga, wooga! Ding, 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 ding!
What's that?
That's my early warning system. It goes off when my kids want money.
How'd you know?
Well, first it was your syrupy compliment. Then it was your phony hug.
Dad, I need 75 bucks. And unexpected expenses come up.
Oh, Edward. What unexpected expense is it this time?
The electric bill.
They really blindsided you with that one. Edward, how many times have I told you that you
got... Listen, Dad, I don't want to hear lecture number 12,000, okay?
Well, then don't ask me for money 12,000 times, okay?
If you don't want to give me the money, then just say so. I mean, stop making me feel like a little kid.
Well, Edward, then stop acting like a little kid. I mean, you have to budget your money. You have to plan ahead.
Do me a favor, Dad. Come up with some new stuff when you criticize me. I mean, that plan ahead noise is getting a little old.
So is your asking me for money. Your IOUs are propping up the low end of the sofa.
Righty, here you go, honey. Your sweatpants are still in the dryer.
Thanks, Mom. Did you use a nice fabric softener?
Yeah, this springtime fresh.
Aha!
What aha?
Harriet, you did his laundry for him. Why?
He's my son. I'm his mother. And in case you aren't aware, that makes us fairly close.
Harriet, I am trying to teach Edward about being responsible. I mean, he should be doing his own laundry.
Oh, you mean the way his father does his own laundry?
Okay. Edward, I'm going to do you a favor.
You are?
Mm-hmm. I am not gonna give you the $75.
That's a favor?
Yep. That'll teach you to be self-reliant. Edward, you are gonna deal with this problem on your own instead of running home to your moms and pops. You got that?
Oh, I got it all right. Thanks for the help, Dad.
Hear ye, hear ye. Let it be known that Carl Winslow has been chosen to attend the National Symposium on DNA Identification.
That's great, Carl.
Yeah, Dad, when you going?
Well, I leave for Detroit this weekend.
Yeah, but, Dad, you're supposed to come to my debate this weekend.
Oh. Sweetheart, I'm sorry. I tried to get a flight out the same night, but there were none available. I'll go to the next debate with you.
Dad, this is the city finals. There is no next one.
Carl, this was important to Laura. You promised her you'd go.
I know, Harriet, but I'm a lieutenant now. I mean, I'm expected to attend these conferences.
I know. But it's a shame. She was really counting on you.
Hi, ho, big guy. Great news. A mega dose of antioxidants has banished my flu.
Swell, Steve.
Yep. Now I won't get a nasty ear infection when I fly to Detroit.
Detroit? You're flying to Detroit?
Yep. Detroit, Motor City, Motown. I'm going to my family reunion this weekend.
Oh, no. Oh, God. Oh, no.
What's the matter?
Well, I'm flying to Detroit. What airline?
Oh, I'm chartering a plane.
How come?
Oh, I'm banned from all commercial airlines.
You are?
Oh, yes. It all stems from an unfortunate incident that occurred on a flight from Chicago to Denver that involved me, a faulty pet carrier, and a wolverine. I received a nasty little gash on my forehead.
From the wolverine?
No, from the flight attendant. I kept trying to tell her that the wolverine would let go of her ankle as soon as his ears popped. Wait, she just kept bopping me over the head with a tray table over and over and over and over.
You're taking a charter flight. That means that you can come and go when you want.
Absolutely. Hey. What are you thinking? I smell your brain burning.
I could cash in my airline ticket, go with you, and then be back in time for Laura's debate.
Hey, we could be plane pals. Yeah.
Well, there's a good and bad to everything.
Are you okay?
I'm fine.
Are you sure?
Oh.
You look a little green around the gills.
I'm fine.
You got a bar?
No. Hey, why can't you keep this plane steady?
Sorry, lots of turbulence today. Oh.
Prune juice?
Would you please?
Good, more for me.
Steve! I'm sorry about that.
No problem, Winslow.
Hey, that's funny. I don't remember telling you my name.
You don't recognize me, do you?
No, I don't. Sorry.
I'm Tony the Ferret.
Tony the Ferret?
That's right, you weasel.
Hey, you two know each other and have Woodland Creature nicknames?
Winslow, when you busted me, you ruined my life. I spent 15 years in prison. I've been following you for days. When I found out about this charter, I chloroformed the pilot and stole the plane.
Well, I hope you're not thinking about doing anything crazy.
Crazy? I wouldn't dream of doing something crazy.
We're in big trouble.
So, you and your annoying friend are about to die.
Die?
Either of you know how to fly a plane?
Well, no!
No? Good.
Check out
this morning, I had no idea this might be my last day on Earth.
Yeah, Steve, me neither. If I had known, I would have ordered an extra bear claw.
I would have tried to kiss Laura.
She would have killed you.
What the heck? I'm gonna die anyway. Do you think we're gonna make it?
I sure hope so, Steve. And you know, if we do, there gotta be some changes in my life.
Like what?
Well, from now on, my family comes first. I shouldn't even be on this flight. I should have stayed at home with Laura.
You're right. I should have stayed at home with Laura, too.
Guys, it's me again. It's time to get you into your pattern altitude. Now, what you need to do is decrease the power. You do that by easing back on the throttle.
Well, where's that?
Well, it's the one marked throttle. Okay, now, this is very important. Now, listen very carefully. You must be sure to... or else you'll die. Okay, keep your nose up.
How do I do that?
Gently pull back on the wheel. Okay, looking good. Now, find the lever for the flaps. It's on the right side of the control panel there.
Got it.
Oops, oh boy, drifting right. Don't want to do that. Little left rudder, little left rudder. Now, put down your landing gear.
Where's that?
It's the switch marked landing gear. Okay, hold her steady. You're heading straight for the runway.
Oh, you can do this, big guy. Uh-huh. You're doing great.
Did you, get that money to pay your electric bill?
Nope. My paycheck doesn't come to the end of the week, and they're gonna turn off my power tomorrow.
What about Walter? Could you borrow the money from him?
Uh-uh. He foolishly blew his money on the gas bill.
Eddie, when you left here, we set up a budget. You were supposed to stick to it.
And I did. Until I met Veronica. And if you saw Veronica... Well, you don't understand.
Son, you have got to get your priorities straight. You've got to learn to spend your money on what's most important first.
I thought I did. But I learned my lesson. I'm sorry, I'll never do it again. Can I have the money, please, Mama?
Look, Eddie. Your father already said no. And now you're trying me because you think I'm an easy mark. But for once, it's just not gonna work. Bye, baby. Eddie, how much did you say you needed?
$75. Where am I gonna get that?
From the bank of Mother Winslow.
What?
I want you to take this.
You're giving me cash?
Poker winnings.
Well, Grandma, are you sure? Mom and Dad already said no.
Honey, that's their job. They're your parents. They've got to be stern, teach you discipline.
But I still don't understand why you're giving me the money.
Because I want to. You see, parents have to say no, but grandparents get to say yes.
Grandma, how can I ever thank you?
By painting my living room this Saturday. Too cold.
Okay, now let's bring her back to level, Mr. Urkel. You
doing quite well.
Ah, thanks, Teach. You know, I'm taking these lessons because the last time I was in a plane, the pilot jumped out. Can you believe that? Of course, my pal Carl landed the plane. So I made it to the Urkel reunion in time to see my cousin Festus Urkel play feelings on jelly jars. You know, he fills them with tapioca pudding to get those warm, dulcet tones. Boy, was it fun. But what really topped it off was when Grandma Urkel kept time by slapping the excess flesh under her chin. Joke is really getting old.